Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
What a week! Flooding in the Carolinas, sex abuse charges against a Supreme Court nominee, new tariffs against China. It's enough to make you forget the biggest story of all, the investigation into Russian election meddling. After more than a year, the president thinks it's time to move on. He says there's still no evidence his campaign conspired with the Russians and no real proof he tried to obstruct the investigation. Maybe he's got a point, except for a few small things, like the convictions and guilty pleas of all those former Trump campaign officials and advisors who just happened to have ties to Russia. And those 24 Russian agents who've been indicted in absentia for interfering in the election. Oh, and Attorney General Sessions recusing himself from the investigation because of a Russia tie, which has provoked Trump's continuing threats to dump him because now Sessions can't shut down the Russia investigation. And the president's firing of former FBI Chief James Comey because of the Russia investigation. And Trump's constant disparagement of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who picked up where Comey left off in the Russia thing. And, of course, Russia's theft of Hillary Clinton's emails, which is now pretty much given, and that meeting at Trump Tower between campaign officials and Russian agents to discuss those stolen emails, and the president's strenuous attempts to suck up to Vladimir Putin, even trying to weaken U.S. sanctions against Russia. Also, Trump's behavior this summer in Helsinki, where he sided with Putin against his own government over the Russia investigation. And all that money Russians have poured into Trump properties and into his suspiciously expensive inauguration party. And maybe oddest of all, Ivanka Trump's vacation trip during the campaign with Putin's girlfriend. And now, Trump's latest choice for the Supreme Court, a walking get-out-of-jail-free card, one of the few jurists in the land who thinks the president is essentially above the law. Also, Trump's recent move to declassify sensitive intelligence documents he hopes will undermine the Russia investigation. I've left out a bunch of things, but it's clear there's absolutely no reason to suspect the president had anything to do with any of this Russia nonsense. There's just one small lingering question. If Trump is innocent, why does he behave as if he's guilty? I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.